This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. If there's one thing that the Fukushima disaster in 2011 proved to humanity, it's that humans are too stupid to be trusted with nuclear power. Because thanks to politics and corruption, bribery, and payoffs, they will build nuclear power plants in areas that are subject to flooding, and therefore shutdowns of the nuclear power plant batteries and backup power systems and emergency circulation pumps and all these things. Well, now we may be facing something 50 times bigger than Fukushima, and it's the collapse of the Three Gorges Dam in China. Now, I'm recording this around July 8th, 2020. There are torrential rains, record flooding, all throughout central China and west of the Three Gorges Dam. The Yangtze River is just getting inundated. Flooding has already killed many people in China, and it has displaced hundreds of thousands of people. The dam is now threatened with collapse. And underneath the dam, downstream from it, which would experience just catastrophic flooding if the dam were to fail, of course, downstream from the dam are over 50 nuclear power plants that are stationed along the river. Now, I haven't been able to confirm the exact number yet. I'm doing some research on that. It's a little harder to find that number for China than it is in the United States. Some people are saying there are as many as 66 nuclear power plants downstream from that dam. I don't know the accurate number yet, but even if it's just one, we have a problem. Because, of course, if the dam fails, and it looks like there's a risk of that happening, then these nuclear power plants get inundated with floodwaters, and you have the same kind of thing happening in China as what happened in Japan. In other words, another Fukushima, but perhaps this time 20 Fukushimas or 50 or more. And it almost goes without saying that the collapse of the Three Gorges Dam would collapse China. Something like 40% of China's economy depends on the operations of businesses and highways and logistics and infrastructure that's downstream from that dam. So if the dam goes, China's economy goes, which means that China goes. It also means that China manufacturing goes. And if you thought it was difficult to get products from China after the COVID-19 lockdowns, wait until the Three Gorges Dam disappears. Then it's going to be truly catastrophic on a global scale, not to mention the release of radiation and radioisotopes, that some of which would likely become airborne, of course. You would have another massive cloud of radiation, not only over China, but sweeping into the United States. Now, a hat tip to Dave Hodges, who's been covering this topic, as well as the Financial Survival Network, FSN. Kerry Lutz, I think, is his name. I saw a video report that he did on this topic, and I think he's right. This is potentially the biggest catastrophe facing our world today. The biggest one. Nothing compares to it in terms of the havoc that it could cause to the world economy, to the world ecosystem, to the oceans, and to the people of China. And you could have 500 million people dead from the, not just the radiation, but the economic collapse that follows. And here's the scary part. This dam was built by China. In other words, there should be a made in China label on the dam. Now, you know that anything that's made in China, for the most part, with maybe a few exceptions, but for the most part, anything made in China is absolute crap. There's no quality control in China. The culture of China is, it's really one of just shortcuts and dishonesty, fraud, con artistry. That's why they're anti-God, anti-religion. They have no morals, no ethics. And this is true in the Chinese business world. And remember, I know this firsthand. I speak Chinese. You know, I used to live in Taiwan, which is the free version. You know, it's kind of Taiwan's the Texas of Asia, if you will. Taiwan has much higher quality control. Taiwan people are good people. The communist Chinese people are con artists. And if you buy anything made in China, it will have quality defects that are horrific. When they built the dam, they didn't put in the rebar correctly. They didn't do the concrete pours correctly. They didn't let the concrete cure in the best way for structural integrity. And there have been major cracks forming in the dam. And China brought in a Western expert to examine the dam, you know, to do a health analysis. And that person said, there are major problems with the dam. China said, well, we refuse to acknowledge your report because you're obviously racist. And by the way, there's no country more racist in the world than China. China is a bigoted, racist, anti-white, anti-America, anti-Russian, anti-Japanese, anti-Korean. I mean, the Chinese government believes in absolute Chinese supremacy. They are absolutely racist and bigoted, and they want to mass murder all other races and destroy all other countries. They want to dominate the world with their Chinese people. That's going to be hard for them to do if this dam collapses, because they're going to lose, what, 30% of their electrical output or something like that, a huge amount. They're going to lose cities due to the flooding and the destruction. And then if the nuclear power plants go into criticality, then it's over for China. Much of the eastern half of China would be uninhabitable for at least 300 years, just like the zones around Fukushima. And it would become a threat to the entire world. So we're talking about one event. The collapse of the Three Gorges Dam would change human history forever. It would destroy the communist Chinese, which is a good thing, but it would also unleash radioactive pollution across the world, which is a bad thing. It would kill hundreds of thousands, actually probably hundreds of millions of Chinese people through the starvation and economic collapse. And it would end basically all exports from China. Again, if you thought the COVID-19 lockdowns were bad, just wait until this happens. That it would be catastrophic. So for these reasons and many more, we do not hope to see the Three Gorges Dam collapse, but it looks like it may happen. And knowing the total lack of quality control and corruption in the construction industry in China, we know that it was built with faulty specs. We know that somebody shortchanged the government on the concrete, shortchanged them on the rebar, shortchanged them on the labor. You know, it's not honest. But thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com.